following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner's choice.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Words are indeed my shit. My nizzle. Welcome to Hour 2, everybody. High noon with Stoner Jesus, May 5th, 2017. Cinco de Mayo. The Cinco de Mayo celebration. Also coming up, we have the ladies. Any Slumber Party. Check out Any Slumber Party on Twitter. We're checking with them and somebody in the chat room. We have a chance for a Triple X video, which so far is just Joe Destruction. So far, his odds are good of being the big winner. So, we've got some people in there. I know a lot of you, as I said, you don't go through the hassle of signing up for Spreaker. I don't know, man. It's up to you. You can just sign in easily with your Facebook. Although, if you want to do that, you know, to win porn, then that's up to you. I'm on Twitter, StonerJesus420. Come check me, son. Check us out on Facebook as well. Links to all this shit can be found on StonerJesus.net. The new StonerJesus.net. Check out the latest podcast. I'm posting interviews up there as well, old interviews. Got John Dunsworth, Mr. Leahy from the Trailer Park Boys up there. Which I now realize was what I was talking about when I lost my train of thought about 45 minutes ago. See, it all comes back. Don't remember, it takes 45 minutes. I'll finish the story. I'll do many other things between now and then. But it all comes back full circle. The circle of life or whatnot. So anyway, coming up, in honor of Cinco de Mayo, I wanted to find some stuff with our old intern, Kimo Suave. Kimo Suave goes back a long time with the show, back to 2008-2009, when it was basically just us sitting around a computer with passing back and forth a karaoke microphone and smoking blunts. That was the show. I remember those days. We had cool shit going on. We had the Michael Vick Puppy Fighting Championships. Just all kinds of great stuff going on. Anyway, Kimo Suave was our intern. He decided, you know, out of the many places he could get an internship, he was going to intern with us. The fledgling Stoner Jesus show. He got his name, of course, Kimo Suave, because he did have cancer. He was bald. He did go through a lot of chemo, and he was Mexican, hence the name Kimo Suave. So I was looking at the archives last night, and we did a lot. We did a whole fucking summer of St. Peter. You heard the one of the calls from St. Peter in the first hour when I told him we had poisoned him. He better go find Kimo Suave. We sent St. Peter down to Mexico. He was down there for like 3 months. He found Kimo Suave and brought him back, and Kimo was our intern for a while, and then, you know, he just disappeared. In any case, I was looking through the archives last night, as I said, for stuff on Kimo, and there was a ton of stuff from that summer, St. Peter, all that stuff, but I decided to pick something from when Kimo was back, and he was actually in studio. That's right, Kimo Suave was in studio with myself, Stoner Schizo, Dank Rave, and again, if memory serves me, I haven't listened to this in, well, over 2 years, I guess. This is from February 9th, 2015. It's almost 15 minutes long. It was an epic trivia battle between Kimo Suave and St. Peter. They were both in studio. They had a lot of history with each other, going back and forth, because, you know, apparently what happened, whatever happened when they came back from Mexico after Kimo Suave was rescued from his Mexican Astrate prison after 5.5 years of being locked up. It's a long story as well. I'm not going to get on all that because we got to play this clip. In honor of Cinco de Mayo from February 9th, 2015, is Chemo Suave versus St. Peter in trivia. Had a full studio. It was fucking nuts, yo. It's time now. It's been a showdown. A long time in the making. A little bald Spanish-Mexican intern, Chemo Suave, his battle with St. Peter. We decided to do trivia. That's right. Bringing the Chemo Suave into the studio. St. Peter's in his little glass booth. Mediwana and Lady Bella Kush have joined us just in time in the chat room. Does not get any bigger than this. Never, ever, ever in the history of anything has anything been bigger than this. Dank Raven 420 and Star Schizo in studio.
This is going to be interesting.
Make sure we have our audio levels right. Make sure Chemo is right up around the microphone.
He's so little.
It's very hard to hear, yes. He's standing on a crate to get to the microphone. St. Peter, are you ready?
I was born ready, motherfucker. I am a fucking trivia genius, as you know. So give me that shit, son.
Indeed. Now, we don't have a lot of budget here. We have a little bit of Mexican trivia. There's some sound effects. I don't have any buzzers or anything. So I know it's not good for radio, but basically, when I ask a question, either St. Peter or Chemo Suave will put their hand up, and I'll go to them first. And if that person gets it wrong, then the other person will have a chance to answer and steal, if you will. I have 5 questions. So, whoever gets the best out of 5. Let's see if everybody's ready. Let's see if this sound effect works. Yeah. That's the shit. Let you know that we're ready. All right, let me find. God, I got so many fucking tabs going on 2 computers. Here we go. This is Mexican history trivia between St. Peter and Chemo Suave. Showdown many, many weeks, I guess, in the making. Whoever puts up their hand first gets to answer first. When did the war between Mexico and the United States end? St. Peter, your hand is up.
Oh, yeah, Jesus, I'm going to, I really don't know much about history, but I'm going to say 1978.
Sorry, St. Peter, it is not 1978.
Wow.
It was close. We'll go over to Chemo Suave to see if he... See if he has the answer. Chemo Suave, when did the war between the Mexico
and... He just laughed.
When did the war between Mexico and the United States end? Chemo Suave, do you know? Is that 1848? I believe so. There you go. Oh, my sound effect's not good for that.
No, that sucks.
That's loud enough. You can hear it. That's 1-0. What do you think of that, Peter?
Don't fucking laugh, you motherfucker. That's bullshit. That's bullshit, Jesus. You don't know what the fuck your fucking problem is. I know. Give me a better fucking push. Don't play fucking sound effects, you motherfucker.
We're ready.
What? What'd you call me, motherfucker? God damn it.
We're continuing. What? Remember, you got to get your hand up. What is Mexico's, the name of Mexico's largest city? St. Peter, you have your hand up. You spent a couple months in Mexico. You have to know. This is a very easy question. Very, very easy.
What is the name of Mexico's largest city?
I seem to remember, I want to say, I saw this donkey show in the city of Mexico, and, that was a pretty big fucking city. I'm gonna go with Tijuana, Jesus.
Sorry. I'm sorry, St. Peter. That is not correct.
Didn't St. Peter, didn't he go to Mexico? Shouldn't you know these questions?
I spent a lot of fucking time in Mexico, and I specifically remember a donkey show in this place called Tijuana. It was a pretty big fucking city. Well, I don't know, I'm fucking wrong or whatever. Fuck this bullshit.
No.
Chemo, over to you for the steal. I forgot the fucking question. I lost. The largest city in Mexico. Do you know it, Chemo?
Ciudad de Mexico.
Mexico City, indeed. Wish I had a better ding. God damn it.
The ding does suck.
Oh, well. It's 2-0.
That's fucking bullshit. God damn it. Oh, you motherfuckers. You motherfuckers!
Thank you, Peter. Very, very coherent. Stupid douchebag. You know nothing of Mexican history. God damn. Come on, here we go. This is going. Who? Oh, hold on. Everybody ready?
Wow.
What? Who was the Mexican revolutionary that the United States went after in the early 20th century? St. Pierre, Chemo, I don't know if you know, but you can put your hand up at any point if you know the answer. St. Peter's hand is up. St. Peter, what say you?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
God damn it. Who was the Mexican revolutionary the U.S. went after in the early 20th century?
Mexican guy.
Obviously.
Thanks, Peter.
I want to say, Tito Puente?
No. The guy who plays the trumpet?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe like those trumpet players.
Sorry, Peter. Fucking dumbass. Chemo Suave, do you know who the Mexican revolutionary was that the U.S. went after? Hopefully.
Pancho Villa.
That is correct, Pancho Villa. Indeed. It sounds like a fucking bell at the front desk of a hotel. I hate that fucking sound effect. Anyway, we continue. You're getting slaughtered, St. Peter.
Oh, this is fucking bullshit. Don't laugh at me, you little fucking bastard. I will kick you right in the fucking nads, you cocksucker. I'm gonna smack you in the head with my dick. Bitch.
Bastardo,
I don't know what the fuck you're saying, but it doesn't sound good. And I'm gonna come out of this little booth. And I'm gonna come in there.
Muy flacido.
I'm not fucking flacido, you bastard. I can get it up any fucking time, and I'll plug you right in the ass, bitch.
Pedro El Santo, muy flacido.
I'm not fucking muy flacido. I'm muy hardo. I'm muy fucking hardo, you son of a bitch. You quit fucking saying that. I'm not fucking muy flacido.
We're gonna continue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. St. Peter, you gotta get your shit together. This is big.
I'm gonna get my shit together, motherfucker. And if I could just say that I don't think like the whole fucking God damn it.
Alright. How many people live in Mexico? How many people live in Mexico? St. Peter, your hand is raised inexplicably. What say you?
He likes that punishment.
There's a lot of fucking people, man. There's a lot of people, but I got to put a number on it, right?
Yes, yes, a number.
I'm going to say, dude, 480,000.
Sorry.
That's not a very high number.
I know. It's not 480,000. It's incorrect.
Fuck you, St. Peter.
Schemo. Chemo, do you have any idea how many people live in Mexico? I'm hoping. 120 million. That's exactly right.
I would never have guessed. I had no idea what you said.
St. Peter, how? What do you think of this?
Oh, I God damn it, I don't know. I don't know. This is fucked up. I know a lot about Mexico, man. I was there for a while, and there was a lot of people. There was a lot of fucking people. If you just let me say it a lot, that would have been enough. No. No, I didn't get a fucking number. I'm not good with numbers. Numbers are for, like, you know, other people.
Again, another coherent from St. Peter. We have one question left. One question left in Mexican trivia. Is everybody ready? The question is this. Make sure you get that hand up. Let me know you're ready. Who banged your mom last night? Who banged your mom last night? St. Peter, your hand is tentatively up. Do you have an answer?
Man, I gotta get this one right. Is it my mom? Who's my mom banging last night? Well, she's been seeing, like, this, just like this, like, black dude from around the corner. You know, it was like, she was always, like, talking about his big schlong or whatever. That's what I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with big black dude around the corner.
How is your mom still?
That's incorrect. It was not the big black dude around the corner. At least not last night. Chemo Suave, do you know the answer to who banged St. Peter's mom last night?
Chemo Suave.
That's right. Chemo Suave banged your mom last night.
Oh, God damn it. This is bullshit. This whole fucking trivia thing was bullshit. You're fucking bullshit, Jesus.
Haha, St. Peter.
You're all fucking bullshit. Fuck you all. don't fucking spit your fucking bullshit at me, you little bastard. You little goddamn spick. Oh, if I see you in the fucking hallway, I'm gonna whip your ass, you little bastard.
You talk a lot of shit, St. Peter.
I fucking hate you. Just wait till I get a hold of you, you little bastard. I want like celebrity boxing or some bullshit. Don't give me that shit. I don't know what the fuck you're saying, little asshole. Don't miss your Pinocchio at me, motherfucker. You're plotting against me or whatever.
Muy Placido.
I'm not fucking Luis Placido. God damn it.
Muy Placido. Oh,
I'm not Luis Placido. God damn.
I love the ding in there. That was perfect.
God damn it, quit spreading fucking rumors about me, little bastard. I'll show you Louis Placido. When I smack you in the head with my dick.
You couldn't even rape him right. I don't even know what he said. He had a little penis. Don't fucking laugh at me.
Well,
you understand.
I don't have a little penis. That's not muy... Oh, I'm going to fucking show you, little bastard.
Little flat.
Oh, I'm going to fucking show you. Fuck this bullshit.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Chemo.
Is he going to leave the room now?
This is great. 5-0 destroyed St. Peter in trivia. It was brutal. It was brutal to watch. There it is. The epic trivia battle between St. Peter and Chemo Suave. Thank you, Chemo Suave. Is there anything else you want to say to the people who do not speak your language for the most part? Any witty shit for the homies?
What? You sound like a chipmunk.
Very small. Very, very small. Stern Jesus Show Live. Fuck, marry, kill, and method of
Pedro,
killing.
Pedro, El Santo, Muy, Flacido.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
Yes. St. Peter's Muy Flacido. St. Peter's Muy Flacid. Yes. That was awesome. We're back live. May 5th, 2017, celebrating Cinco de Mayo. A little trip down memory lane with our old intern, Chemo Suave, when he crushed St. Peter in a trivia contest. It was amazing. It was an amazing time to be alive. I hadn't heard that in a while, so that was pretty good. A little over 2 years ago. Don't know where Chemo Suave is now. And according to the voicemail from the first hour, St. Peter's the Worm Whisperer, working at a bait and tackle shop in Canada. And you don't know how he got there. You know. So, you know, we roll right along. Welcome to Aaron to the chat room. Coming up, we're going to have an update from the NE Slumber Party if you want a chance to win a Triple X video. From the NE Slumber Party, the Northeast Slumber Party, make sure you're in the chat room by the time we get Lady Bella Kush on the phone so you can win, motherfucker. You want that shit? Why wouldn't you? You get a full cast Triple X video for free. Follow NE Slumber Party on Twitter. This is High Noon with Stoner Jesus, May 5th, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. We'll be back, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com. The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com. Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
Author Catherine Hiller and her great new book, Just Say Yes, Marijuana Memoir. So I love the way you use time in the memoir.
I started at the present time, and I described a visit to my dealer. And then I would go backward in time so that every chapter starts a little bit earlier. I do not feel that marijuana has in any way harmed my life. It certainly hasn't led me to the streets. It's led me to a more joyful life experience.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
You know, during Dance with the Stars, I started feeling discomfort.
Yeah.
And not only that, I was doing these old man smells. And it was kind of embarrassing because, you know, all the Dancing with the Stars crew, cast and crew, you know, they're all young kids.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden, this old guy would come along and do one of those silent farts, you know, that you don't know you're doing it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you smell, and everybody go, what the hell smells? And, you know, and you knew it was me. And so I'd scurry off to the bathroom, you know. And that's when I knew that there was something wrong.
The Tommy Chung Podcast. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to everyone listening live and on podcast. Hi, Newest Energies. It's May 5th, 2017. We are celebrating Cinco de Mayo live on CannabisRadio.com. We do it every Friday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Go check out StonerJesus.net, the new StonerJesus.net for podcasts. More information on the show. We're about 15 minutes away from Lady Bella Kush being on the line. Legendary Stoner Jesus Show guest. She's leading the Any Slumber Party up in the northeast of the United States, at an undisclosed location. A gathering of cam models and videos and photo shoots and just all kinds of shit. Talk to Lady Bella Kush in about 15 minutes. We'll also be giving away a free Triple X full cast video from the Any Slumber Party. Follow Any Slumber Party on Twitter and be in the chat area when Lady Bella Kush is on the phone, and we'll pick somebody somehow to give away to a video. I don't know how we'll pick. Doesn't matter. We'll see. We'll play it by ear or whatnot. A couple stories from the internet, though. First, this is from HuffingtonPost.com. And it's world's widest tongues. That's all I'll say.
Hi, everybody. We're in Niagara Falls. I'm Byron.
I'm Emily.
And we're in the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's widest tongues. To give you a reference of how big my tongue is, it's 8.6 centimeters.
One thing that people can compare my tongue to, and they readily have, is an iPhone 6.
My tongue...
His tongue is wider than an iPhone 6.
...is 7.3 centimeters wide, and it's larger than a credit card.
Since...
And his daughter's tongue is wider than a credit card. So Byron and Emily Schlechner, father and daughter in Syracuse, New York.
Some of the past interviews I've done and videos, I was about 100 pounds heavier. And a lot of people always say your tongue's wide because you're heavy. And that's not the case. It's the same size. And you know, people ask you what you can do with a tongue like that. And you know, I can't eat ice cream any faster than you can. And I don't know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
My dad's tongue has gotten wider over time because he shows it so much. And since it's a muscle, it stretches when you work it out. So since he sticks it out so much, it's gotten a few millimeters bigger.
A lot of people, when they see my tongue, they think it's amazing. They react positive.
Well, my question, and I hope they fucking answer it, how does it all fit in his mouth? Why doesn't he choke on it?
Positively.
Wait. Oh, my God, that's so loud.
You got to stick out your tongue.
Oh, I've got a pretty big tongue, too.
All right, go ahead. Nice to meet you.
I can't actually touch my nose.
Can you? Oh, yeah, there you go. Some people don't want to see it at all, which I can respect that.
You like to see it? You want to see it? Are you sure? That's a good answer, because you can't unsee it.
I get a lot of comments on Facebook, and when somebody posts things, and you do get a lot of women making comments, which is flattering, by the way. But you'd be surprised at how many men you get comments from, too. So, by the way, I'm equally as flattered.
Oh, my God!
And I have a few stalkers, a few people that take it a little too seriously or get a little off.
Stalkers.
about it, but there's some memes that go out there, and there's one of me and my wife that constantly goes around the internet, which has a less than, I don't know what you'd say, well, it's a sexual thing. So that gets passed around. My wife doesn't, I thought it was funny, but my wife doesn't care for it too much, but it's really just been a lot of fun. It's all about having fun. Anybody that knows me knows that I don't take it.
Well, this is 4.5 minutes long. I guess they're not going to answer my question. Maybe it's a dumb question. I don't know. Why doesn't he choke on it? It looks like he would choke on it.
Anything in my life seriously, and I'm definitely not taking this seriously.
I think having this record has brought me and my dad a bit closer. We've been doing videos and shows, and it's just been really fun to do this together.
When we found out...
Father-daughter tongue bonding.
...that Emily had the widest tongue in the world, we talked about it, and it was funny for us. It was really her decision. She took about a year. At first, she didn't want to, and then I think she saw the fun that I was having with it and how you can do it and not make it weird.
I had the widest tongue in the world from me. And I wasn't going to say anything. I do. Would you like to see it? No, you got to see it.
The dude carries around a duffel bag with his certification from the Guinness Book of World Records for having the world's widest tongue, and he shows it to people.
Okay. Hi.
So I tell people she inherited my tongue in like the books.
Absolutely.
Would you like
cool.
a picture?
Sometimes my dad likes to embarrass me about it. He'll tell random people that he runs into, say, hey, do you read the Guinness Book of World Records?
I think that was the first time one of your...
He will stop random people and bring this up. That's not fucking awkward at all.
Your awkward attempts actually worked.
People react positively, but you got to look on the bright side of life at anything. And my favorite line of any movie of my life is, a little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men. And that's from Willy Wonka, and I take that to heart, and that's really the truth. The best thing that I think that's come out of this is the bonding that Emily and I have had, having the same experiences and being able to do something like this, and the travels that we've done, the people that we've talked to.
Being able to do something like this, going around the world and showing people your tongues.
Those are huge.
I've never seen such a big tongue.
It's really been a bonding experience, and you know, we can share the
oh, that's sweet.
This experience together. That's been the best part of all of it.
Six sheep, six sheep, six.
I don't know. Maybe it's a stupid question. Maybe that's why nobody asks it. Why don't they choke on their tongue? Maybe I'm just a fucking dumbass. I don't know. That's what I want to know. Damn it. In a 4.5 minute video, nobody fucking answers it. Holy shit. Let's check this out. Mysterious gold toilets are popping up so people can take a Trump.
Tonight, a mystery in Muncie and Indianapolis. Someone is parking a series of golden Donald Trump toilets at various locations. Each toilet reads, "Take a Trump." One of the toilets was in Broad Ripple near the Monon Trail, but it's been removed. It had the numbers 15/25 written on it, leading people to believe there are a total of 25 toilets out there. A toilet found in Muncie near the Walnut Street Bridge was labeled 825. A sighting was also reported near Mass Ave and 10th Street. It's not clear who placed the toilets or why.
So there's 25 of them, so they're limited edition, and they're numbers, so they're like collector's items. There you go. When they say gold, I think they just mean painted gold. I doubt someone made 25 actual gold toilets. I think you just buy a can of gold spray paint. The expense is a little less. Oh, my God. Let's do one more. After the break, we're going to talk to the ladies from a Northeast Slumber Party. Police say a pigeon made this nest out of used syringes. That's right.
A photo tweeted by the police in Vancouver, British Columbia, purporting to show just how bad the heroin crisis has gotten there. But Travis, there is real doubt about the authenticity of this photo.
Yeah, this photo has been all over the internet this morning, so I wanted to show you the original tweet. It's from a Vancouver police superintendent. Here it is. In part, the superintendent writes, "Pigeons spotted making a nest out of needles." And then it's important to point this out, hashtag not staged. So let's take a closer look at this photo. In the photo, as we look closely, you can see hypodermic needles. You can see three eggs, which are reportedly pigeon eggs.
That seems rather inefficient. They don't have leaves or sticks in Canada, Vancouver.
This really dirty sink. Seems interesting enough. Seems like a shocking photo, right? Police there certainly seeming to think so.
the classic Canadian house pigeon.
But CBC News in Canada, they actually talked to the dean of the science school at the University of Quebec, a behavioral ecologist and author of a book on pigeons, who says birds, pigeons in this case, don't lay 3 eggs in their nests. They only lay 2. But again, as you look at that photo, there are 3 eggs in the nest. The pigeon expert told the CBC the photo is definitely not of a pigeon nest and that it looks like a fake. Now, this photo is all over online this morning, but so far the department in Vancouver, the police, they're not commenting on the reports that this is fake or trying to explain exactly what this is.
Okay.
They have only said they want to spark a conversation about the heroin crisis.
Okay, well, they have done that, but maybe not the conversation they wanted.
Yeah, I mean, you want to use evidence-based science to spark a good conversation about facts, and the question is this evidence-based science or is this something else? And we don't know.
I mean, no question they have a heroin epidemic
no
up
question.
There, much like we do here,
no
but theirs may be even worse than what we're dealing with around here.
Very true, yes.
Yeah. Okay, Travis.
Okay, so what did we learn? Absolutely fucking nothing. It wasn't a pigeon because of the eggs. And again, why would a pigeon... I don't know. And wouldn't the pigeon eventually get stuck? I mean, where is the pigeon? Is the pigeon somewhere with a fucking AIDS or something? Now, is it AIDS pigeon? A hypodermic needle loving AIDS pigeon? Fucking epidemic. Epidemic. Baiting. I shouldn't laugh. The heroin thing is very serious, but come on. AIDS pigeon? And Canadians. That's right, Joe Destruction in the chat room. Canadian shenanigans. That's right. Fucking flappy head bastards. Your flappy heads and your house. AIDS pigeons who make nests with hypodermic needles and dirty sinks. What the fuck's going on up there? Who's in charge of that shit? Hi, noon with Stoner Jesus. We're live on CannabisRadio.com, May 5th, 2017. Should be talking from with Lady Bella Kush from the Northeast Slumber Party. Coming up after this, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Oh, Lady Marijuana, lama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, May 5th, 2017. We're live on CannabisRadio.com. As we are every Friday at noon Eastern Time. Podcast some more, StonerJesus.net. Should hear momentarily from Lady Bella Kush at Lady Bella Kush on the Twitter. Live from the Northeast Slumber Party. If you're in the chat room, make yourself known. I know there's a ton of people listening on CannabisRadio.com. Get in a little chat room, man. Can win a full cast Triple X video from the Northeast Slumber Party. Bunch of cam models getting together, having good times at any slumber party on Twitter. Go check that out. It has a link to the videos you can get, and they're on my free cams, the live shows, and I think they're doing a photo shoot today. Very busy. A lot of shit going on. The logistics of that. I mean, they're posting pictures and shit. The logistics of all that has to be fucking mind-numbing. It's a lot. You know, all these girls together doing all this stuff. All this stuff is scheduled. They're doing like Star Wars stuff yesterday, and they have like vintage porn stuff going on tomorrow. It's a whole big production, man. Fucking internet. It's amazing. It's amazing. People just get together and make a whole fucking weekend of shit. It's incredible. Technology. No fucking idea. So hopefully, Lady Bella Kush should be calling us momentarily. Hell, look what I'm doing. Wasn't for the internet, this wouldn't be possible. Who's going to let this shit on the radio? Answer, no one. This shit wouldn't even fly on Sirius XM radio. This shit would fly nowhere but the internet. And I'm thankful for that. Thank you, Al Gore. Bestowing upon us. It's a very important thing. So we'll give Lady Bella Kush a few minutes. We got some other shit going on around the interwebs. World Star Hip Hop, a lot going on in there. Alleged rapist gets jumped, and a passerby gets in on the action. I don't know. Man, come on. But we'll check that out. A dude smacks fire out of a woman for calling him the N-word. Smack the fire out of her. Holy shit. They have a rewind clip, as they tend to do on World Star Hip Hop. And this is viewer discretion, listener discretion is advised. Dude rips his nuts out after tying his sack to a tree and jumping off bleachers. I would love to know the thought process that goes into tying a rope around your nut sack, tying it to a tree, and then jumping off of something and ripping your nuts out. I'm sure the story begins with an excessive amount of alcohol and some fucked up drugs. And then there you go. You're on your way. You're on your way to ripping your nuts out. God damn. See, there's so many people in this world that you're always going to find somebody, especially with the internet. You're going to find someone who's done everything. Every dumb thing you can think of. And there's no way to believe that something like that's going to turn out well. What was the success? What did this kid envision? Was the success that he did this, what would a successful outcome be? He would jump up and say, hey, I still got my nuts. Fuck yeah. Top that, assholes. I still got my nuts. What the fuck, man? Anyway, I'm still waiting to call from Lady Bella Kush. Like I said, they're very busy at the up there. There's a lot a lot of shit going on. A lot more that goes on here. I'm relatively streamlined this operation. Well-oiled machine, as you all know, if you listen to this show. As we wait for Lady Bellicose, we'll go ahead and check this out, dude. And this is on WorldStarHipHop.com. If you want to go see it, I don't know how well the audio is. I imagine the point he gets his nuts ripped out. That audio is pretty interesting. Dude rips his nuts out, just tying his sack to a tree and jumping off the bleachers. Rewind clip on WorldStarHipHop.com. If it'll play.
Oh, shit. Oh, my nuts! My nut came out!
What?
My nut came out!
Oh, my God. 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 I can't even look at that. I can't even look at that.
And all these people around him are surprised. They're surprised that his nut came out. Oh, my God. My nut came out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My nut came out.
No, dude.
Get this off now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Get this off me now. My nut came out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't understand. Is this real? I don't understand what they thought was going to happen. I don't know. I'm flabbergasted. I'm flabbergasted.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Get this off now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, guys. Oh, my God.
I gotta stop.
Oh, my God, guys. Dude,
his nut came out. Dude.
They got about 12 fucking camera angles for this shit, so that's pretty impressive. I gotta give him that. He's on bleachers. He's got his nuts tied with a rope, and he runs off the bleachers and jumps. And then the rope's tied around his nuts, so one of his nuts came out.
Dude, that's fucking sick. I'm leaving, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God.
Call 911. Someone call 911 right now.
Oh, good. 40 seconds later, somebody's like, hey, call 911.
Oh, my God, guys.
Honestly, maybe we should just cut the rope.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I told you I shouldn't run that fast.
But how are you so calm right now, dude?
I told you I shouldn't have run that fast. What? What?
How bad does it hurt, Bob?
Does it hurt at all?
I don't even feel it.
Dude, I've never been this fucking, like...
Yeah. Well, the dudes with the cameras, like, freaking out. They have, like, slow motion. They have multiple camera angles. This is really fucking impressive. It's an impressive production for a dude getting his nuts ripped out. Again, what was the successful outcome? What was the end game? What was the plan? What possibly could have happened to where he would have been like, yeah, I fucking killed that stunt.
Right. Yeah, Bob. Like, Bob, you got the best.
You got Jamal.
You got your friends here, man. You got your friends here.
He's like halfway through it. I promise.
Thank you, guys.
You got your friends here. You got your friends here. Not one of these motherfuckers said to you, "Hey, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you tying a rope around your nuts?" If you wanted to rip your nuts out, this would be like the blueprint to do it. Other than just taking a knife and sticking it right in your fucking scrotum, this is how you would rip your nuts out. Now they're calling 911.
We have an incident at the Heritage Park.
We have an incident. Yeah, explain this, motherfucker.
Raleigh, Virginia. My friend, he tied a rope. He tied a rope to himself, and then he took off running off a tree. It was just like he was just fooling around and like a.
Even that sounds dumb. He's leaving out obviously a big fucking part of it. But that's dumb. Even that's dumb. The way he said.
A bunch of guys were around. And we were just goofing off, and he ended up ripping his testicle. Yeah. I think he ruptured his testicle or ripped his testicle.
When I got to RMH, my nuts were still tied in the rope, and one doctor came in. And afterwards, he just turned around and walked over to the other side of the curtain. And the next thing you know, I just see all these nurses and all these doctors walking in. And all I seen was a whole bunch of shocked faces. So that all...
The doctor left the room. to go get all the other doctors and nurses. So they all left their patients to come see the dude who ripped his nut out.
So told me that was bad.
Help me, dude! My nut came out!
My nut came out! My nut came out!
Well, how did it feel?
How'd you feel to have your balls finally drop?
Have you got anything to say, man?
Look. Oh my god.
Well, he's just goofing around. We're just goofing around. We happen to have six cameras with us. I was like, who's got a camera? And everybody raised their hand. They're like, we all got fucking cameras. We're like, okay, tie a fucking rip around. You're nuts.
The lunatic from the fifth floor has been set free.
They admitted you to the fifth floor,
dude.
I'm
just gonna kill myself again, dog. Jeez, press that button.
The nurses ask him if he tried to commit suicide. They ask you that, didn't they?
Yeah, and I told them no. I was doing a stunt.
They were like, did you?
And then they said, well, maybe you should consider it.
Try to commit suicide? What's wrong with you? What do you
got to
say if you light this wheelchair on fire?
Yeah, you know what I want to do? I want to go jump out the window.
Well, we're going to light this wheelchair on fire, send you all.
You son of a bitch. And choose me to be like, that whole section right there is gone.
It's friends, buddies, it's compadres. Not one of these motherfuckers said, dude, what are you doing? Only thing even approaching that is when he said, I told you I shouldn't have run that fast. Really? Is that what you got from this? You should have ran slower? Maybe it would just been a little tug on my nuts instead of ripping a ball out.
Old way, lunatic. The suicidal psychopath.
Last time.
The nut tangler.
Last time it was a swarm balloon and this time it popped.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. That's fucking hilarious, you stupid redneck. God damn. I don't know. Let me go check my instant messages or my Twitter messages, see if Lady Bella Kush wrote. I don't understand. I just don't understand why that would even occur to somebody. And there's a whole bunch of people there, all with cameras. None of them are like, dude, don't do this. Even somebody should have said, hey, you're probably going to get your nut ripped out. Then he would look like a fucking Nostradamus. Man, you were right. My nuts did get ripped out. How'd you know that was going to happen? God damn. Maybe we should go play the lotto. You can predict the future. God damn. My nut came out. We can't top that, but we're going to try. Alleged rapist gets jumped and a passerby gets in on the action. That nigga a rapist? I want some of this. In quotes.
That nigga a rapist? That nigga a rapist? I want some of this.
So they pull up their car. These people are beating the shit out of this random dude. And they're claiming that he's a rapist. Allegedly. And the girl's like, oh, he's a rapist? And the guy's like, he's a rapist? I want some of this, and he's going to get out and start beating on the dude, too. The dude, he has no idea if he's a rapist or not.
I'm going to get him over here. Yeah?
Kill him,
you
shit.
That's right. Somebody said he was a rapist. Kill him. Well, they are whipping his ass. So that guy got out of his car, went over and hit the alleged rapist a few times, and then got back in his car. I don't know, man. If I was going by and somebody was claiming that the guy was a rapist, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a big fan of calling the cops for shit, but isn't that one of those times? We caught a rapist? When the cops get there, they're like, well, it's citizen arrest. Citizen's arrest. You all probably don't. That's a fucking old reference to an Andy Griffith show. But I don't. I wouldn't say, hey, let me get in on this. I don't know. That's just me. Whatever. We'll see if Lady Bella Kush calls in. And Aaron and Joe, we'll figure out a way to give away the XXX whatchamajigger somehow. I don't know. We'll see. We got about 15 minutes left, 17 minutes left in the show. We'll take a break. High noon with Stoner Jesus. We're here every Friday, noon Eastern time on CannabisRadio.com. Live. Biatch.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, KindSoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net.
Cannabis legalization efforts are increasing competition for businesses wanting to make it big. In this complex and fast-changing environment, only the savviest will survive. What are you going to do to stay ahead of the game? Enter New Frontier's free platform, Equio, the premier business intelligence, visualization, and marketing platform for the cannabis industry. With Equio, you can stay on top of your store sales, trends, and competition, better understand your seasonality and broader sales trends, identify and compare your top products and categories, and cross-buying opportunities. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Fuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Fuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yep. Welcome back, everybody. High noon with Stoner Jesus. May 5th, 2017. Cinco de Mayo. Wrapping things up. Here on the show, if you hear anything from Lady Bella Kush, we'll figure out something with the giveaway. Maybe on Twitter. Maybe we'll do it on Twitter. That'd be cool. I don't know. Unless Joe wants it. Because I don't think Aaron wants it. So if Joe wants it, you can be a winner. If not, we'll throw it up to Twitter. Good. So we're going to round shit out here. We're here every Friday on CannabisRadio.com live. Podcast on StonerJesus.net. Various other platforms, including iHeartRadio, Stitcher, iTunes, all of that stuff. This is from WorldStarHipHop.com. Little boy attacks his big sister for clowning on him and getting him really mad. Yes, violence. Bring me the violence.
Is a shut up, stupid bum head with a smart mouth.
Yo, hey,
shut up.
You look dusty.
Shut up.
You mad? I think you mad.
Shut up.
Oh, he mad.
He just starts pounding on her head. What a bitch. This little kid, she's like twice his size. She's fucking picking on him relentlessly. So he gets up out of his seat in the vehicle and uses his little fist to start pounding on her fucking head. What'd you get, you bitch? He's little. Picking on some fucking little kid. How about this? Dude smacks fire out of a woman for calling him the N-word. It's just like it's in a like a cab or something.
They said to me, Mrs. Kelly, not allowed to touch him no one.
Fuck. All that other shit you was talking on that bus?
I don't care, nigga.
You see, right?
You ain't call me your
say
nigga.
Say it one more time.
You missing your stop, nigga.
Say it one more. Open the door.
Goodbye, nigga.
Say it one more time. I dare you. Huh? Keep saying that shit. Fuck it, bitch. Call the
police. Oh. So he waits. He waits till the door's open, and then he smacks her in the face and runs off. He kept daring her to say it one more time. And he's at the same time, he's telling the dude, open the door. That's fantastic. Oh, shit. We'll see if we can do one more. Wrap it up. Hell yeah. Here we go. I love these. Are my favorite. Lady loses her shit because of a wrong order at McDonald's. Quote, motherfucker, I want my money. Hell yes. World Star Hip Hop. Check that shit out.
What the fuck now? Because I'm tired of your ghetto ass and his gay ass talking to me like I'm dumb. Bitch, I didn't order fries. I ordered ice cream, dumbass. How am I waiting on fries to get judged and I didn't order those? That's what I'm talking about. So you try to talk to me like I was stupid. Bitch, I know what I ordered. How about that? You want to read it? It's dumbass. Read the screen. They tell you to read the screen. It ain't no fucking fries up there with no goddamn 20-piece fucking nuts. Since you trying to talk to me like I was dumb, answer me that with your dumb ass. Don't be quiet now, because I got a dick in my purse like a dick in your ass, bitch.
Yeah, Aaron in the chat room asking about worldstarhiphop.com. Be careful, man. You might be on there forever. So much. There's so much good shit on worldstarhiphop.com. It's one of our official show resources.
Hey, do you want it?
Well, like this.
I'm about to give it to you. Just like that, motherfucker. Watch who the fuck you think you talking to in this bitch. Not one of these simple-minded ass bitches that thought you was cute. Bitch, give me my money. I paid with a fucking card. Now hurry up so I can swipe my shit and get up out this ghetto, motherfucker. How about that?
Yeah, tell him.
No, it's a debit or credit, motherfucker. Which one you want me to put?
Whichever one you want the money to go back to.
I want it back on my card. You didn't give me this choice when you see my car. So what the fuck did you say? Here, read the receipt, bitch, and tell me. You the manager. I want my money. I'm going to get the phone and sit in this bitch. And it's going to start with this in your ass. Motherfucker, I want my money. What the fuck do you want me to do?
Again, when I do these videos, I complain a lot about the camera work and shit like that, but bravo to the person who did this video. They kept the fucking video right on this woman. The audio is clear. It's fucking fantastic. This is how you fucking world star some shit out on the streets.
Fucking with me, your face is in the beginning. I'm not playing. Which one do you prefer? It's both, bitch. Which one? Which one?
It's both, bitch.
All right. Learn. You know, who the fuck y'all think y'all playing with in this motherfucker?
Not her. Not playing with her. No, sir.
My card for refund. Bitch, it was $6.99. I want all my shit.
What do you mean you're
credit? This says $6.56. I was charged extra 40 cents, bitch, for motherfucking funds. Read it. That's on the receipt, dumbass. You raging up. I'm sorry. I want her to do her job. She was telling me how she liked her job and how good she did.
So finally this other dude, I guess another customer, comes up, puts his hand on her shoulder. He's trying to calm her down. Man, they charge her an extra 40 cents. She ain't taking this shit. She is not taking this shit. Was that a Michael Douglas movie, Falling Down? They just remake it with this bitch.
I want this bitch to do it right. Give me my money back on my car. Excuse me, sir. Back up off me because I'm talking to something. Back up, bitch. Back up. Give me my chain, bitch. Give me my motherfucking chain. Not playing with your ass. You want to see how smart I am? I'm not fucking playing with you, bitch. She ain't no calm down, bitch. I'm just waiting on the sweet tea.
That's fantastic. That is the perfect way to end the show. Oh, man. Love that lady. Falling Down too, with the McDonald's lady. Joe, you're right, Joe. That was a fucking great movie. It's been a while since I've seen that movie. And this is exactly what I started thinking. Like, this bitch, she's had a rough day. And this is just the beginning. She's going to go somewhere else. She's going to go down to the liquor store. And she's going to throw a fit there. Start busting shit. Get her a baseball bat. Oh, it's on. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. That is where we're going to leave it. High noon with Stoner Jesus. All of you are very, very awesome for listening to the show. Keep spreading the word about stonerjesus.net. We'll see you next Friday, noon Eastern time on CannabisRadio.com. Go check out the podcast on CannabisRadio.com. iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, StonerJesus.net. All kinds of places. Keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net, and all information on the show can be found there. Don't forget, we're going to be doing the mini shows now on Facebook, building back up to the main Facebook show. So go like us. Get notifications, all that shit. Have a good weekend. Have a good Cinco de Mayo.
You don't want to fuck with us.
Don't fucking kill yourself on tequila or whatever tonight. We'll see you next Friday, noon Eastern. CannabisRadio.com. High noon with Stoner Jesus. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And as always, peace, bitches.